It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, what is happening? Kent Clothier here. Welcome to today's episode. I'm excited to jump into this with you. That's part three of our five-part series on how to create 100 grand in 12 months. And this is, like I said, what it's all about in our first two episodes. If you haven't listened to them, just go back and check them out. And I'll show you exactly how to do what we're covering here is called reverse wholesaling. It's a strategy that I've used for years, a strategy that many of our clients all over the country now use to just effectively back into deals, back into money, right? I mean, we all have a tendency, or I shouldn't say we all, there's a lot of people that have a tendency to make this a hell of a lot harder than it really has to be. And the reality of it is it can be very, very straightforward, very simple. Easy to do if you will just follow a process. You do not, you know, you don't have to make this really complicated. I will tell you there's a lot of money to be made by making this seem really complicated for most of you guys out there. It's, you know, the education business is littered with people that take this very simple philosophy and make it really, really, really challenging. So let's just kind of jump into it here. Again, step one was going out there and actively finding and marketing to all of the cash buyers out there, getting them to pick up the phone and call you back. Step two is really working with those buyers, listening to those buyers, interviewing those buyers, going through a process of positioning yourself as somebody that they need to be doing business with, and what I call basically building a shopping list. And step three is, I'm just going to really echo step two, that all of the money is made in step two and step three. You have to build a shopping list. You have to build a complete buyer profile. You have to really, really take the time to truly understand exactly what it is that your cash buyers want, A to Z, what they're actively buying right now. We covered in the first two steps why we focused on cash buyers and why they're so important. So I'm not going to get into that. But the idea here is that you have to be completely confident that you can go to the market and be who the market needs you to be. In other words, if you get 10 cash buyers, or when you get 10 cash buyers in your market, and they all call you and they all have somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000 to $300,000. Let's just, for argument's sake, let's just be conservative. Call it 200 grand that they have to spend on real estate. Now, let's keep in mind, they're never going to call you unless they do have that money. They're never going to call you unless they absolutely need your service. So first off, get the little bitch voice in your brain to kind of go off, turn off the what if scenario, the thing that's holding you back, turn it off for a minute. And just keep in mind, the only reason they're going to call you is because they need you, period. End of discussion. So stop worrying about it. The only people that are going to pick up that phone and call you are the people that need you. So the simple fact that they called you means they need you, means that they have the money, means that they have a desire, means that all you have to do is connect with them and get out of your own head and allow yourself the opportunity to get enough information from them so that in turn, you can build this profile and be very intentional with your actions moving from this step forward, right? Step three, four, and five. So again, don't worry about it. They're going to call you. And when they call you, you've got to extract all the information from you. Now, you get all this information. You have 10 of them that call you. You've got $200,000 that each one of them tell you they want to spend. Do the math. Simple. Fact, separate fact from fiction. The fact of the matter is now, you can effectively go to the market and say, I have $2 million that I need to go spend. How can you do that? How can you say that? Well, you have 10 cash buyers that have told you exactly what they want, told you exactly what they need. They've called you with amazing desire to do it. And now you have taken the time to build a profile of exactly what they want. And now you are, if you look at it in its totality, you can effectively say, I could go to the market today and go spend this $2 million. It's not really mine, it's theirs. I could go speak for it. I could go put properties under contract, knowing in the back of my mind that if I chose to, I could easily turn around and assign my interest in these properties to somebody else, because that's the game. You see, the game is, as we talked about in step one, is that you are going to assign your interest in these contracts to this third party, to these cash buyers. You're going to go put a property under contract. You're going to effectively buy it without buying it. You're going to speak for it without really closing on it. You're going to go in there and say, listen, I want to put this property under contract. I'm going to lock it up for $500, and I'm going to give myself the opportunity, if I choose to do this, I've put it, the contracts we use allow us the opportunity to be very transparent with the sellers and say, here's what my intention is. That I'm putting this under contract. I'm going to go and talk to my other investors and see if they have any interest in purchasing this contract, my interest in the contract, from me, effectively paying me a fee because I was smart enough to put it under contract. And I will also potentially close on it. We'll talk about that more later in other steps here. But the point of this is that the whole game is get it under contract first. If you have a good property under contract, then you have the options to do these other things with it. If you don't have the property under contract, you have nothing. Now, the big fear is from all the investors is, well, I don't know what to go put under contract. We just solved that for you. Because all your cash buyers have told you, this is the property that I want. Here's the price I'm willing to pay. Here's how many of them I'm willing to buy. And by the way, now I've got 10 buyers that have all told me, hey, I've got $200,000 to spend. We're all looking for 3 bedrooms, 2 baths in the southeast part of the county. We're all looking for these very specific scenarios. So you, as the middleman, are sitting there saying, I now know what the buyers want, and I can be very intentional about what I go and get. You're taking the cash buyer conversation and you're turning it into a business plan. So that's step three. Turn it into a plan. Take the buyer profile and map out your intentions. Here is how much money I'm effectively speaking for. Here is where I want to go and begin hunting for properties. Here are where I'm going to move my efforts. Here's where I'm going to channel my marketing. Here's where I'm going to channel my conversations. You lay out the plan of attack. As a brand new investor, a brand new wholesaler, a brand new middleman, a brand new matchmaker, call it whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, you suddenly have a plan. You know exactly what a cash buyer is willing to pay, which means you know exactly what you can pay. If a cash buyer is willing to pay $100,000 for one of these properties, or $500,000, it doesn't matter. This can be on high-end properties. It could be $30 million. Whatever it is, once you know what the cash buyer is willing to pay and you know the terms, this is what I'm willing to pay. This is when I will close on the property. This is how many of the properties that I can buy in the next 30 days. Here's how fast I can pay with cash. Here's, again, once you understand every rule of the game, all of the fear of the unknown disappears. You suddenly have the plan. This is exactly what my customers will pay for each one of these properties. Now then, if you want to make a $10,000 profit, then do the math. If they want to pay $100,000, you want to make a $10,000 profit. I mean, don't, you know, call me crazy, but the last time I checked, 100 minus 10 is the most you can even pay for any property is $90,000. Period. End of discussion, end of story, put an exclamation point on it. It's over. $90,000. So I get all these questions. Oh, Kent, what's the maximum allowable offer? What do you do here? You know, do I do it at 67% of list price, ARV? None of it. I don't give a shit. And neither should you. What you should say is, how much will my buyer pay? Therefore, how much can I make? Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Listen, if you're an experienced real estate investor and you're just looking for a way to make the business easier, you're in the right place. This is exactly what we are known for. Do yourself a favor. Go check us out at thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an offer to get access to a special offer that we're running right now for monthly access to our SMART system. SMART system stands for Strategic Marketing and Real Estate Training. It is an opportunity to get our best-selling software at a huge, huge discount just for being a listener. Now, when you get in there, we'll give you access to cash buyers, nationwide access to a list of cash buyers, nationwide access to all of the deals throughout the country, vacant properties, properties that have a ton of equity in them, properties that are deeply discounted and easy to flip, as well as nationwide access to our private lender database. Again, do yourself a favor, get signed up for that low, low monthly discounted offer over at thetimeisnow.com. Go look at a Rolls Royce. Go look at a Bentley. Go look at any luxury car. Do you think they try to figure out what's the least amount that they can sell the car for and still sell it? Or do you think they've gone out and they know their market so well that they understand exactly what the maximum is that their client is willing to pay for a luxury car, and then they back into it, how much can we afford to invest in the car to create the ultimate car that's out there and still make the profit that we need to make? Which do you think is true? And the same is true with every other successful company that's out there to some level, that what they've done is they know exactly what the market will bear and they back off and say, this is how much we want to make in profit. And this is how much we can spend on our product or our service. The same is true of you. You've done all this research. You've sat there and you've talked to these cash buyers. You figure out exactly what it is they want to buy. You know exactly the neighborhoods they want to do it in. You know how many bedrooms, how many baths, what the elevation is, how many square feet, the finishes, everything. You've learned everything. And if you haven't, then you go back to step two and do it again. You get all of this information. You know exactly how much money they have in the bank to spend. You know exactly how many properties they can buy, how many they can close with cash in the next few days. You've got it all dialed in. And then you turn around and build the plan. Okay, if they want to spend $100,000 per property, and across all 10 of my cash buyers, they each want to buy one in the next 30 days, that means I need to buy 10 properties for $100,000 each. I need to spend $1 million. When you go to the market, which is going to be in step four, when you go to the market and you tell the market that you have $1 million to spend all cash and you can close in the next 7 days, you're going to get a lot of attention. Very quickly. You want to know how they bring the market to you? You want to know how people come to you, bended knees, saying, please do business with me? That's how you do it. Money talks, bullshit walks. I've got the money. The hedge funds do it all day long. The hedge funds don't know shit about real estate, but they know how to sell money. And they know how to get your attention. And so, therefore, when they go into a market and say, you know, Blackstone is in the Memphis, Tennessee market, is going to spend $50 million in the next 5 years. For more information, call Tim at Blackstone. Tim's phone is ringing off the hook the next day. Why? Because they gave the entire market 50 million reasons to call them. The same is true whether it's 50 million or a million. People will call you. People look at you as somebody that, hey, they've got the money, they've got the cash, they close quick, I can get paid fast, and they know exactly what they want. You become highly, highly desirable when you do that. So that's where we're trying to put you in the position. That's why you're mapping this out and becoming very intentional with what you do. Going back to step two, if you're not comfortable, if you don't have enough information to do that, you've got to do it over. You have got to get the information in place so that you can effectively do this. You've got to spend the time with the buyer. You have to force the situation. I gave you the two transitions to do that. And if somebody won't go down the path and give you all of this information, then you can't do business with them. If somebody simply tells you, a cash buyer calls you and says, yeah, just send me what you got, you need to stand tall and say, I don't do that. There are a bunch of other dipshits in this market that'll gladly send you their list. They'll go put properties under contract and send them to you. I don't do that. I provide a white glove concierge service. If you want me to go create inventory for you, it's real simple. You need to spend time with me on the phone right now. Go through this process with me right now. And then I will go invest my own time, money, effort, and energy, and I will create opportunities for you, Mr. Cash Buyer. Now, do you want the best in the business working for you, or do you want the best in the business working against you? It's your decision. But if you want me working for you, then I need you to take a couple minutes with me. We need to go down and build this out. I need to know exactly what your perfect property is. I need to know exactly what it is that you want to buy, how many of them you want to buy, how many you can close, how many you can buy for cash in the next 7 days. I need to know exactly what it is that's going on in your world. Because if you do that, then I will go off and I will understand exactly what it is that I need to go create for you. Now you, Mr. Cash Buyer, get to go sit up, hang out, go to your kid's soccer game, go to your kid's gymnastics practice, whatever it is, and don't worry about anything because you got me going off and creating inventory and bringing it to you. Inventory that you would otherwise never get. Do you want me or not? That approach is highly, highly effective, and that approach ultimately positioning ultimately allows you, again, to build this plan that we're talking about to where you can go off to the market and confidently move with intention and know exactly what it is that you're going to go out there and begin marketing for, begin looking for vacant properties, begin using realtors, begin using other wholesalers and other people in the market to bring you deals. You're going to tap into that very thing, what I call that hedge fund strategy. We're going to switch the cash buyer conversation over into this hedge fund conversation in our next step. But you've got to get this really, really dialed in and where you understand this is exactly what they all want, and this is exactly how much money that I can go to the market and confidently speak for. Again, here's how you know you've done it right. Could you go to the market today and put a property under contract knowing that you've got a cash buyer out there that would ultimately buy this from you? Yes or no? Because if it's a no, and you don't know exactly what they want, if you're just guessing, then you need to go back and get more information. Number two, do you know how many of them they would buy from you? If you went and got 10 of them under contract, could you sell all 10? If you don't know the answer to that, you need to go get more information. That's how you know if you've done it right. Number three, how much money in total are you speaking for cumulatively for the next 7 to 30 days? I've talked to 5 cash buyers. They all have $300,000. They can all close in the next 7 to 30 days on any deal. Okay, good. You've got $1.5 million. Now that's going to be great because when we move to step 4, I'm going to show you exactly how to go take that $1.5 million and make the most out of it. That's it for step 3 here, guys. Hopefully this has been informative. Keep the comments coming. Keep the reviews coming. Keep sharing this podcast. I'm getting a ton of feedback. I really, really enjoy reading all of your comments and hearing all of your feedback. Keep it coming. And again, share this with anybody and everybody that you can. For more information, don't even hesitate. Go over to kentclothier.com or thetimeisnow.com. Check it out. Check us out on YouTube as well and on Facebook. And until we talk again, peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.